What do you think you know about Detroit?
Hello, Detroit.
Hi there, this is Jason from Detroit.
Rebecca from Detroit.
Detroiters are strugglers, but fighters at the same time.
I'm very adamant for the city of Detroit and moving Detroit further.
If we took pictures of only the worst parts of your city, what would that look like? And would it be a fair profile of your town or not? There is a myth that Detroit is a dying city. And we are the Mythbusters on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 27th. Good morning, John. Nice to be back.
Good morning. And Detroit is alive and well.
Detroit, like any city, alive, well, struggling, and also doing well.
And with a lot of stories in the naked city of Detroit, and we're going to look at a lot of them in just a moment. But let's get a check of the morning's top news. A growing oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico, now larger than the state of Rhode Island. It's oozing its way to the coastline of four states, expected to reach land later this week. And this wildlife specialist tells NBC News...
Essentially, it's like taking a lawnmower and just running over the marsh and basically reducing all that vegetation to the ground level.
So far, robot submarines have been unable to stop the leak, which continues at 42,000 gallons a day. Meanwhile, a second oil rig has been evacuated nearby because the oil slick is coming dangerously close.
And once again on Capitol Hill...
You know, this all goes back to a... Groundhog Day. We're working on the issue.
President Obama says he's deeply disappointed Republicans blocked the first step toward overhauling financial regulations. They filibustered an attempt to bring the bill to the Senate floor. The divide is over new rules for Wall Street, just as outrage over the old way takes center stage today. The CEO of Goldman Sachs and other executives will testify in Congress just 10 days after the government accused the firm of fraud. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says Goldman bet against the securities that they were selling.
They've misled the country, I believe, and they were not fair to their customers.
In prepared testimony, Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein denies the charges. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, will be there to watch, and she'll join us later this hour.
Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,205. Everyone will be fastening their seatbelts for the Lloyd Blankfein testimony there on Wall Street. The S&P opens at 1,212, and the Nasdaq starts trading at 2,522.
Coming up later on in the show, we're going to be talking about Detroit and a Dateline special, which is one of many coverage reports about Detroit. Rochelle Riley, columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Are you there?
I am.
So do you think any one report coming from any media outlet could ever possibly cover all aspects of the city? Is that fair to expect a report to do that?
No news story can tell you everything about a city or about a particular report, but it should give viewers or readers what it promised. So if you promise heartbreak and hope, you can't just show heartbreak. And Detroit's greatest hope, the people and foundations and agencies behind the transformative measures that will truly change Detroit, didn't make the cut.
Well, Rochelle, stay with us. We're going to be hearing from Detroiters from all over the country, and it's time to open up this conversation. Stay with us.
What did Dateline do? To catch a city? Is that kind of what happened there?
That is just not good. But we are asking our listeners today, wherever you are in the world, whatever your hometown is, what's your hometown, John?
You know, I got a lot of hometowns. I'm an IBM brat. We moved all over the place. I lived in upstate New York for a while, in Rochester, Syracuse,
Binghamton. What do you consider your hometown?
Western Michigan, Grand Rapids. You know, I don't know. I kind of don't know. I was born in Dayton, Ohio. Let me just
homeless.
Say, this morning, it's Dayton, Ohio.
And good things and bad things about Dayton?
Great things in Dayton. Great University of Dayton. Great basketball team. The Air and Space Museum began in Dayton at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Nice.
Then
you
Washington ripped
that.
It off.
Well, we're asking our listeners today, what do you love about your own hometown, even if other people hate it? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. What's great about your hometown? We're going to be talking about the hometown of Detroit. Not my hometown, but my adopted city. More in a moment.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.